Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the next segment, Larry Klayman, who CNN tried to cut off the air for trying to defend himself, demonizing him for daring to fight the NSA in federal court and winning. How un-American to stand up for all of our privacy. He's going to pop in, and Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson from down in front of the Texas State Capitol at the forbidden demonic Christmas tree that different groups have been trying to have removed. They're going to be popping in on the live feed. And then Amber Lyon, also censored at CNN. Boy, CNN's just all over the place today. She's going to be joining us, three-time Emmy Award winner for her work. She's got a new book out, Peace, Love, and Pepper Spray. She's going to be joining us as well. But if you just tuned in, we have launched several things up on Infowars.com. We have the new Facebook page, Boycott A&E and Support Free Speech. It is essential that everyone go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and go to that article, which we might want to just punch up on that computer in there because it, A, looks better, and B, this computer hasn't been loading right or working well. But if you, or it's not formatted correctly, I just direct here from the air, on the air, and it's very important to stand up for free speech, whether you agree what Phil Robinson said from Duck Dynasty or not. If they can bring him down and get him off the air, they can basically do anything they want. So that boycott A&E, because they're boycotting our free speech, is up on Infowars.com. Right now, we want to ask you to retweet that out on your Twitter, post that on your Facebook. And more. Yeah, and so now I can see what's happening. The site is formatted wrong, so just walk over, or I'll do it, into that room right there and ask them to reformat Watson's deal so that we can do that. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide today, and we are going to come back and talk to another person standing up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Larry Klayman. And again, Amber Lyon's coming on about the attack and how she was banned, and how $400,000 was paid by a foreign government to keep her report from airing. I mean, this is the real type of stuff that's going on. This is the real type of stuff that is happening in this country. And the real type of attacks on free speech that we're facing, not just here, but all over the world. And it is authoritarianism, but they do it through kind of a fake liberal cover that they're protecting someone else's rights. That's why they're taking your rights. And now it's coming out. NSA caught spying on EU official, investigates Google, Obamacare, heroin hits streets, White House lifts mandate for people whose insurance was canceled. Will anyone have to pay? The problem is that it's already canceled. The real thing was letting them cancel your insurance and violate the law and now double charge you. It's all a big joke. 14th change to law without congressional approval. That is that we have one branch of government now, the executive bureaucracy that is fused together. That's some of the stories up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as DrudgeReport.com that I was just looking at that we're going to be breaking down. Obviously, Harry Reid's been hospitalized. Chris Christie to sign bill for tuition breaks for illegals in private. And that's because he's so conservative. So that is just some of what we're going to be getting to coming up here today. And the other big article, if they want to ban Christianity and the Bible because it criticizes homosexuality, why not ban the Quran as well? Well, that would be politically incorrect. See, it's only Christianity that really the system's trying to dismantle because it's been the dominant system. People worship that and not the state, and the state is a jealous God. So that's basically what's going on. All this and more straight ahead with First Amendment, Fourth Amendment champion Larry Klayman.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Successfully suing the NSA and having victories and being demonized by CNN is scheduled to join us here in about 5 minutes. He got delayed in traffic, so he's coming up in a few minutes. Then we're going to have live on-the-street reports from Leanne McAdoo out there in front of the Texas State Capitol, where, by the way, I see Karl Rove's on national TV in front of the Capitol right now. I know that studio. He's actually in a studio right by the Capitol. So maybe they can catch Karl Rove while they're out there on the street. That's not their primary mission, but they could ask him about his nickname and ask him about how he's trying to destroy the libertarian movement in the Republican Party. But we're going to be down there talking about the attack on Christmas, the attack on the First Amendment, the fact that Texas had to pass a law that you can display Christmas trees and things like that. It doesn't matter. Schools are still pulling them and telling kids in Texas that you can't hand out Christian cards to talk about Christ or even Noel. Separation of church and state means that the school can't have an official religion and make you practice it. As a valedictorian, you can get up and say that you want to thank God or Muhammad or nobody. It's your First Amendment. You can get up and talk about in your acceptance speech how you like to surf or how you like to cook It's your speech. It's your victory speech. It's your speech to be remembered by. And they're telling him at football proms, at homecoming speeches, at the king and queen of the class, at the graduation speeches, do not mention God. Do not thank God at the end of a football game when you get asked for the local paper who you want to thank or what you think. Well, I want to thank God for protecting me and not getting any injuries. Oh, my gosh, they've had people that have talked to a newspaper have been kicked off the team for a game. That's how whacked out political correctness is with these teachers and these coaches and these governments literally thinking with political correctness that everything's illegal or everything's wrong. It's not. It's like in San Antonio. It was a predominantly Hispanic team playing another Hispanic team. Most, I saw the kids on the TV. Very few of them were black or white. It was mainly Hispanic basketball team against another Hispanic basketball team from closer to the border. And the more liberal team, because San Antonio is very conservative, were chanting USA, USA. Because that's just kind of the mindless chant people do at sports games now. When their basketball team won, and it was a big thing. It was came out a few months ago. They're like, whoa, this is evil. I mean, this is racist. There were kids chanting USA. Everything's offensive. Call somebody fat, Hunger Games star says you need to be arrested. Here's Morgan's come out and said, hey, it's good. We need to restrict the free speech. He said, Piers Morgan, First Amendment, quote, shouldn't protect vile bigots like Phil Robertson. See, he wants all your rights, not just the Second Amendment. He wants the Fourth, Tenth, First, all of it gone. And again, we have a clip here I'm going to play in a moment. Piers Morgan, in the last few days, has been having votes on the CNN website. They've closed the voting now for who you think was the most memorable guest or moment in the year. And his show doesn't matter unless you are the big moment that got picked up all the other TV shows. His show has a tiny audience. Ours is much bigger on record. He barely has a 500,000 viewers total. I mean, that is pathetic, folks. Larry King used to have 10 million more than a decade ago. And then when they got rid of him, it was like 2.5-3 million. And then it plunged after that down to less than a 500,000 for Piers Morgan on an average night. I mean, it is in the tank. And Piers Morgan, when I was on, still had about 600,000-700,000 viewers. In a year, he's gone down to below 500,000. And they admitted 2 million viewers that night. The next night, he had a ratings jump of still over 1 million. And for 2 weeks, was over 1 million because I was on his show. And they could talk about the aftermath. I mean, it was on every comedy show, Jay Leno, you name it. It was on foreign news. I mean, that is one of the top media events of the year. And it was simply someone saying, you want to enslave us and take our guns, and if you try it, 1776 will commence again. Is that clear? Stop lying. Stop acting like it's about kids. Everywhere you people are in control, you take all the guns except for the state. It's about a monopoly of power. Dianne Feinstein says, Mrs. and Miss America, if I can get the votes, we're going to ban your guns. Stop saying it isn't about banning guns. Here in New York City, guns are banned except for the very wealthy that have bodyguards or politically connected who are able to get the concealed carries. This is a form of discrimination. We have a right to defend ourselves. And that was so shocking. I mean, Paul Revere, folks, went around and said, get your guns, kill people. And they were like, oh, that's an American patriot. Because the British were coming to take the guns. All I say is, don't try to take our guns. And even mainline conservatives at first were like, oh, my gosh, it's so mean. Oh, my gosh, it's so aggressive. He discredits us. Well, then go ahead and chop your WAVOs off and mail them into Piers Morgan or mail them into Obama. Because if that's the way you think, and that's how pathetic you've gotten, that I am a wimp compared to founding fathers. People like Thomas Paine, people like George Washington, people like Alexander Hamilton. I mean, I am a milquetoast, limp-wristed wimp. And you people think I'm a big, mean, fire-breathing dragon for telling some usurper foreigner that they're going to get our guns. And I told him, listen here, redcoat. We know what you're up to. And you notice it's voted the number one thing on his show. And I'll guarantee you, number one on CNN. I mean, I looked at the numbers, folks. That's the biggest thing Piers Morgan's ever done in his life. And I've now challenged Piers Morgan. I've now challenged him on InfoWars.com. And guess who tops Piers Morgan's 10 most memorable moments of 2013 for them to have me back on. And it's not that I need to get back on his show. It'll be big that I go back on. CNN called the other day and wanted me on, and I said, watch, the higher-ups will say no, I'm not worried about it. Talking about, you know, do I think Santa Claus is white, comment on Megyn Kelly. And I said, they're not going to call back. There's a standing order to not have me on. The lower levels always call me, and then it gets countermanded. And listen, I'll do it taped. I'll do it with my hands tied behind my back, wimp. And I'll go on and just give you an intellectual, deadpan interview. And that'll be newsworthy that last year it was like this. This time he was on Valium. You know, that'll be the joke. I'm ready to come on and intellectually right now. I'm ready to have you on right now, Piers Morgan. Here's Piers Morgan last night talking about the number one thing on his show in 2013.
Okay, well, we now have a drum roll. This is number one. This was the voted for by viewers all day long on Twitter and other social media, on the internet. Mm-hmm. This is the single most popular clip from my show of the year, and I think it plays very well to the main theme of the show this year, too. Let's watch this.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
Mm. Please,
Piers Morgan, I'm a crazy gun nut. If you just let me keep talking, Piers Morgan, the world would have a crazy gun nut. You don't have to ask me tough questions. I'll just keep talking to everybody and know.
The scary thing is to know that that guy has a gun and probably has several guns.
Okay, well, we now have a drum roll.
That's it. So, oh my gosh, I have a gun. And on the same show, a week after I was on, they said they're going to dress Piers up with a gun to kill me. He said, yes, I want to kill him. I mean, it's just a bunch of mental patients. So there you go, the guy making fun of somebody standing up for his rights, just like I do for the First Amendment, 10th Amendment, 4th Amendment. And then Larry Klayman stands up for people's rights, and CNN demonizes him as well. So we need to go to CNN. We need to go to Piers Morgan's Twitter. I need to tweet him during the break. I forgot to do that and say, hey, come on. Go read my article at Infowars.com, I promise. Well, I've already talked to Piers Morgan before. We're going to play that later. I got a tip. He was going to be at a gun range a few months after this outside of Houston. And so I went down there and walked in and got a chance to talk to him. And I gave them my word. I said, I will be nice to him since they called me. You let me go talk to him. And I went and I was polite. I'm a man of my word. Unless he slaps me in the face or something, which is the kind of thing he'd do, maybe I'm joking, then I'll be friendly. So Piers Morgan has no excuse, but they're afraid, folks. So I bet they don't have me back on, even though they get record ratings. This isn't about ratings, it's about control. Now, speaking of control, we're going to play the clip in a moment. We're going to skip this network break. Larry Klayman, who has had the only victory against the NSA's open destruction of the Fourth Amendment and violation of all of our privacy and robbing us in our homes of our liberty and of our basic freedoms. Larry Klayman, the famous icon of liberty, a constitutional lawyer, has had so many victories, gotten so many government documents out on North American Union, on Clinton, you name it, always being demonized. CNN rolled a piece, it's a six-minute piece, it's up on Infowars.com, saying that Larry Klayman just wants attention and is a magpie and is a gadfly and this doesn't matter and he's a bad guy and such and such called him an idiot. And so they had this incredibly slanted yellow journalism piece that they rolled into him. Then they brought him up and had a couple people gang up on him, the host. And when he said, how dare you carry the water for Obama? This is all Americans losing our right, which we need to come together against the illegal spying. And they just started saying, cut him off, cut him off. But then the producers knew it would look bad. They had to wait till they went to commercial, like with me and with Piers Morgan. So they didn't cut him off, and it blew up in their face. And even Politico, that is a Democratic Party operation, had to admit it. It literally looked bad for CNN. And we're going to play a short clip of that in a moment. But I wanted to get him on because this ties into Duck Dynasty. It ties into Piers Morgan saying, censor Duck Dynasty, censor anyone that has free speech. They're openly arresting preachers in Canada that read out of the Bible and criticize homosexuality. And, folks, I don't get into this issue. But the point is I will fight for people's rights to be gay or to not be. And I'm sick of them promoting it in schools. I don't want them promoting any sex in schools. And I'm getting really sick of the gay mafia because they really are out of control and dominating the culture and trying to force this stuff down our throats. And I don't like it. I don't want Dom Perignon and the finest filet mignon forced down my throat. Okay, so I don't like being a slave, and so I'll get Larry Klayman's brief take on that as well. But first off, wow, this CNN thing, sir, really blew up in their face, and the demonization of you and your legal team across the board in all the comments, in all the major socialist newspapers, is really blowing up. And the left, the grassroots left, really doesn't like seeing you be attacked because you've been very eloquent in standing up for our speech. How do they turn you a hero into a zero? I don't think they can do it, Larry Klayman.
Alex, you know, that's the formula that they use, is that when they don't want you to get oxygen. And obviously this was the biggest victory, I think, perhaps in the history against government abuse. And they couldn't stand it that we did it. I mean, obviously, if the ACLU had done it, there would have been a parade. But they're worried about our other cases about Obama. And what's this? You know, Lemon is a very pro-Obama, ultra-leftist. Tubman was very pro-Clinton. I fought him during the Clinton years. So, you know, it was a hit piece, and it's as simple as that. They try to take you down a notch so you're not as effective, you know, in terms of fundraising or whatever else you may do. And that's the formula that they use. This obviously came out of the White House and where the Democratic National Committee are both. And, you know, we saw the result.
Well, you're right. And for those that didn't see the clip, we're not going to play the whole thing. We'll play a short clip in a moment. I mean, the hit piece they rolled, the special report before it, I mean, they basically claim you sunk the Titanic. I mean, you're a bad guy.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, as I pointed out on that interview, is that I actually got a lot of accolades from the left, you know, after that decision came out, because this is an issue that doesn't cut across different political lines, Ellen. And the reality is this is for all America, and that's what I pointed out in that interview. This is a victory for the United States. This is a victory for the American people. This is a victory for anybody that believes in liberty, anyone that believes in keeping the government off your back so they can't destroy you because we've kind of police state. So, you know, it spoke for itself. Now, you know, anybody who's seen Don Lemon, it's always a sarcastic remark about conservatives or libertarians or about Republicans. And as far as Jeffrey Toobin is concerned, those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Do a Google search. A couple years ago, he was hauled into court because he impregnated Jeff Greenfield's daughter at CBS, and he was married at the time. So this is a guy that claimed, you know, great ethics and great morality. And in terms of Lemon has made certain statements. You can find him out there. He said, well, only I know my political affiliation. Well, there are quotes, and we're going to, you know, be issuing a press release on this where he disparages, you know, fat old white guy in the Republican Party, and goes on. It's actually much worse than
sure,
that.
Sure, he's. I mean, I can't even watch him when I see him on. He's so pretentious. He is just drips with propaganda and arrogance. Another out of control lying narcissist.
Well, yeah, you know, and I didn't want to take a fight. I went over there. I was invited, and you invite somebody like that to a lynching. You know, that's just low class, very low class. But I knew what they were going to do because in the beginning, we were in the green room. I was in there with my chief of staff, and we saw, you know, the trailer come on with me giving the speech in front of the World War II Memorial, talking about Obama bowing down to Allah. Franklin, I don't back off that. He does. And he favors Muslim interests over American and Israeli interests. That's not even a dispute. But we knew that there was likely to be something, but I didn't expect it to that extent. And, you know, the story was, who is Larry Klayman? Not, what about the NSA? And that tells you everything. But, you know, I've been going through this throughout my career. Alex, you go through it. I mean, they attack you similarly and others who stand for something. And you can't be deterred. And our founding fathers were called all kinds of names by the Tories. Their lives were threatened. There were bounties on their heads. And I'm willing to lay it on the line. This decision that we got, and I'm not just saying it because I got it, by the grace of God, and it's, you know, it's just one little part of our second American Revolution. And I believe the decision will hold up. But it was a remarkable decision. It was probably the strongest decision ever issued against the government, because never has there been a violation of constitutional rights of this magnitude. And the stakes are extremely high. So you can expect, you know, this kind of reaction. But it's interesting, if you see what's out there on YouTube, because the clip is up. I don't know if the full clip is up. When CNN put it up, they took the lead in and they took it out because that was the really defamatory part that was coming in. They don't show that. They want me to look like I'm attacking them.
Absolutely. And I want to just remind people how big this ruling is for the NSA and the fact that the judge said, you know, this looks exactly like Fourth Amendment violation. The suit's going forward. And then he excoriated the NSA, saying the emperor has no clothes, saying what we all know. And you're saying we're in a police state. And now you've got the highest level NSA whistleblower ever coming out saying, you're right, we're in a serious police state. And, I mean, you're just saying black is black, white is white, up is up, down is down, left is left, right is right, 2 + 2 = 4. And in the age of Common Core, they're saying it equals 5. And as George Orwell said, telling the truth in a tyranny, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So you're a revolutionary. And we stand with you. And it just shows who the media is. That across the so-called liberal media, they've been trying to demonize you. But how does this dovetail with the Duck Dynasty situation? Regardless of what we think about lifestyles, they're now saying, you know, Piers Morgan is saying you don't have a First Amendment. I mean, these people are really authoritarians. And Camille Paglia says they're fascist and ultra-Stalinist. I agree. What do you say?
Well, I say that it is black or white, Alan. It doesn't take to be, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out the government has all of everybody's metadata, 300 plus million people. And that's why the judge's decision was so simple and easy to reach. He had courage to do it because most judges wouldn't do it. Most judges would shy away because they know that when they make a strong decision, they may never be appointed to a higher position and make themselves radioactive. Now, I have to take my hat off to this judge. I've seen very few in my career that had this courage. And if you read the decision, it's almost identical to what I argued in front of him on November 18th. And you can see that transcript at freedomwatchusa.org. This judge accepted what I said, and what I told him was, the judge, you're the last century. You're the last hope of the American people to stave off a revolution. If you don't act, if you don't stop this NSA spying on all Americans and the coercion and the enslavement, and the intimidation, then the people are going to be in the streets, ultimately. And this is the worst violation of constitutional rights in American history. We are not the Soviet Union. We are not China. We are the United States of America. And when you read the judge's decision, and again, you can find it at freedomwatchusa.org, you'll see that he quotes Madison and founding fathers. And this is a great judge, and there are very few in this country. I would say 99% of the judges in this country would not have done what he did. He's an American hero.
I agree with you. Now, expanding on this, I'm not trying to rope you into the whole Duck Dynasty controversy, but separately, where do you stand with the so-called left always trying to shut down free speech, the establishment left? I mean, they are really moving on every front to take down Christmas trees, crosses, to anybody that mildly criticizes somebody's lifestyle to get them kicked off the air. They wanted to shut your mic off because you wanted to defend yourself after they demonized you. I mean, I think we should stop calling them liberals or progressives. These people are really kleptocratic con artists.
No, they're leftists. I never call them liberals because, I'm in Europe, liberal means conservative. They're leftists, ultra-leftists. And Lemon, wears it on his sleeve. Lemon is a racist. Okay, you could see that. And the reality is, you take a look at some of his comments about fat white people in the Republican Party, he grounded into me, and that's the reality. It's about time that we start talking clearly on the other side. I believe in civil rights. I'm a civil rights lawyer. That's what I am, in effect. And I believe that all people, as Jefferson wrote, are created equal. Okay, but you know what? Conservatives are not equal anymore. Okay, we're at the back of the bus, and we're taking a beating. But you know what? We have to put our neck out. We can't be scared. And we have to do what we have to do. And like our founding fathers, it takes risking our lives. We have to do it, Alan. And I'm not afraid.
You're right. Larry Klayman, good job. FreedomWatchUSA.org, linked up on Infowars.com. Thanks for popping in with us, and great job standing up to that censorship. You absolutely beat them.
Thank you, Alan. God bless.
God bless you. Have a great Christmas. All right, we're going to come back. hit some more breaking news, and then we're going to have our reporters on the street in Austin, Texas. Leanne McAdoo, and Jakari's also out there, Jakari Jackson, talking to folks about the attack on free speech.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And breaking up at InfoWars.com from a Hollywood reporter. It's also up on DrudgeReport.com. They say they will walk Duck Dynasty family. We cannot imagine the show without Phil Robertson, and they will walk. And there's a photo of them with a bunch of chemtrails in the background, part of the weather modification project that's declassified and going on, but nobody will talk about. That story is up on InfoWars.com and is up on Drudge Report. .com, and then up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, new Facebook page, Boycott A&E, Support Free Speech. We've launched that new Facebook page, and then that way, folks, we can really tell people what's going on with the anti-free speech agenda. It's not just a gay agenda being promoted. It's setting the precedent to ban people's free speech in the name of civil rights. It's an absolute abomination. Now, there's another one out there that got launched yesterday. We should have thought of this. I should have thought of this. It has over 1 million likes. We've got 2,517. We've got over 2 million likes on our other Facebook pages. Got more than 15 of them. One of them's got 600, almost 700,000. We need everybody to go over and like this so it gets out to everybody, because ours points out what Camille Paglia properly said, and I think puts out even more First Amendment information than the one that's got the 1 million likes, which, again, I'm glad it's out there. We just want to really have a page to educate people and bring them into the deeper knowledge of what this agenda is about, because if they can ban Christmas trees and not let preachers, you know, speak out against homosexuality, then there's no free speech for anybody. And we point out, if they can ban the Bible in Canada, as they're now doing for preachers preaching from, reading from Leviticus, and actually have the Leviticus quote here with me, we can put it on screen, then they can ban the Quran. It says the same thing. So this is the type of situation that we're talking about, and it's InfoWars Free Speech on Facebook, or you can follow the link at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So it is essential. We ought to bomb Google with a Google bomb, though they've got algorithms to block this now. We can still do it. Just how about free speech? Everybody types free speech into the Google search engine over and over and over and over again, and make that the top term so that they get led back to everybody that's talking about free speech, because that is a unifying situation across the board. But this is a Twitter bomb and a Facebook bomb, and we need your help to make it successful. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Go get the article, new Facebook page, Boycott A&E, Support Free Speech. Get it and send it out on your Twitter. Retweet it from Real Alex Jones. Get it out to everyone you know. It is absolutely essential. Now, again, also, they say the most popular voted on CNN thing of the year on Piers Morgan was when I was on the show. And it's now seen by even major gun groups as an iconic moment where the gauntlet was thrown down and go, look, you want to enslave us? The government's still got the guns, and if you try to take them, it's going to cause a revolution. Back off. And many analysts, they've had articles mark that point in the week after that when they began to lose the gun battle. It isn't about the kids. Gun crime's down. You know it. You want to enslave us. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you brainwash. We're not turning them in. We will not relinquish them. And that's how we got to respond to these people. They tell you be timid, lie down, that it discredits you if you're angry and focused and dominant. No. But then they're angry and focused and dominant. When the cops come up and say, don't protest, disperse, they talk like they're in charge. The system talks like it's in charge. It wants you to be a beta, submissive to its illegitimate tyranny. It's time to be alpha, or you will be a slave. The only person we should be subservient to is God. And again, some of you atheists and folks don't have a God, so it's materialism or yourself or the state. Most atheists I know, my biggest beef with it is the state becomes your God. Well, it's not my God. And you can knock my religion all day, but at least I follow what my ancestors followed. At least I've got some continuity. At least what I follow built modern civilization. You can knock it all day. At least I got something. What do you got? You don't know anything about what's happening. We only see a very narrow spectrum of light. We only perceive a micron of reality. The science now proves this. Most scientists, genetic engineers, dark matter, astronomers are now becoming religious. And I've had my own personal experiences, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't talk about. It's like the Fleetwood Mac song. Yeah, here they come, the crystal visions. I keep my visions to myself. People have no idea what's going on in the real world, how real all this is. How do you know when you're out, you can be standing in your own kitchen window, facing the backyard of a empty house that hadn't been sold yet, and you feel somebody looking at you, and you look up, and there's a meter reader for some reason staring right at you, and they've made that connection, their soul to your soul, and you pick up on it. I can tell you how many times, probably happened 3 or 4 times, that I've been on our own huge family ranch that, you know, thousands of acres that we've had since 1829, when this was Mexico, Mexican land grant, and I'll be out there, it's happened 3 or 4 times, in the middle of nowhere, in when it's not even deer season, there's no one out there. I mean, we're not talking about fields, folks. The property we have left, stuff that hadn't been sold off over the years to pay bills and debts and people get cancer or whatever, or, you know, families have more sons and they want a piece of it and they sell it, is pretty much woods. It's wild. And you'll be out in the middle of nowhere and I'll just feel somebody looking at me and turn and walk through the woods and through an opening and up in a tree. Some guy has got spikes on his feet and is 60 feet up in the air going, "Hey, how's it going?" I'm like, you're number one, you're poaching. Number two, it's not even deer season. And number three, we don't have any people leasing this right now. Who are you? Oh, I thought I was on. Yeah, you thought wrong. You crossed the fence. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to leave. And I'm going to come back in about 10 minutes. And if you're still up there, I'm going to call the game warden or worse. And then the guy goes, okay, and leaves. And that happened a couple other times where poachers have come in. And then another time, somebody was bow hunting on our property out front. We've got some acreage out front, the ranch house. Most of our land's a couple of miles away. And I was out there with a rifle. Bow season was earlier. And walking through the woods on the edge of a big cow pasture and felt somebody looking at me. And the fence is right there to some family of mine that owns the property next to it. And I felt somebody looking at me back in the woods, and I went back, went through, big oak tree, guy up there going, "Hey, man, what are you doing? I'm paying to be here. I'm bow hunting. Who are you?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's my cousin's property. I just felt somebody looking at me." They're like, "Yeah, I know. I can feel that too sometimes. I was watching you out there." One time I rode a four-wheeler out when I was about 12, had stolen some of my grandmother's cigarettes. That's another time I just remembered, and I felt somebody looking at me. And again, folks, that's just a very small part of it. I'm going to leave it at that. I'll tell you what most of you have experienced. I'm not going to let the media try to discredit me with other stuff, but it's pretty interesting, to say the least. But there's a lot going on, like they say in Master and Commander, where the Jonas throws himself overboard, and suddenly the wind comes back, and he looks over, and he says, "The doctor, there's a lot going on that isn't in your books." And he's paraphrasing another Shakespearean play. I forget the exact quote. But there's a lot happening. Now, they went out there, and it's usually crawling downtown around the Capitol in that area. And it's lunchtime, so there should be people out there. And we do Man on the Street sometimes live on air. We're going to be doing this more. But there's no one out there. It is a ghost town with Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo. But I'm going to have them go downtown and do some interviews about, hey, do you think schools banning Christmas trees and not letting kids hand out their own Christmas cards is right? When they say, "Yeah, I do," or "No, I don't," say, "Well, why?" When they say, "I do," you know, separation of church and state, go, wait, the church, there can't be one church over the school and one official religion. That wouldn't be freedom. But you can go with a Christmas card and give it to anybody. You can be a Satanist and give somebody a card saying, "Please come to our Church of Satan meetings. All the drugs and sex you can handle, but we want to abuse you and use you." I mean, the whole issue here is this is tyranny in the name of civil liberties. And it ties into the Duck Dynasty. It ties into the NSA. It ties into the persecution of the press. It ties into Internet censorship, the Fairness Doctrine, all of it. But they will get some Man on the Street and have it on the nightly news tonight that Leanne McAdoo is hosting. And we take you now to Leanne.
Who's also, hi, Alex.
And you're wearing a Christmas cape there to be politically incorrect. And you're there with a Jakari who's got a red tie. That's offensive because that could be.
I don't have an earpiece.
That could be associated with. Well, she can ask questions for me. Because I know Jakari wasn't going to be live with us, but since there's nobody down there, we'll have him be interviewed by Leanne. Leanne, give us your take on the criminal, offensive Christmas tree that is behind you that we had to get a state law passed just to be able to have in front of the Capitol. I mean, that is so evil, so nasty, so bad. I want you guys to walk over after you talk and actually give us an up close, because I mean, this is a talisman of wickedness and hate speech. Of course, there's a goddess, you know, the real god of that Capitol, Eulogia, or is it Diana, is up on top of the Capitol. But what is your take, Leanne, out there today on the attack on Christmas?
Well, obviously the Christmas tree behind me, you can see it, is extremely evil. They've erected it behind me, and they actually just started playing some demonic music from the tree. I heard it. It was a Christmas carol. I heard it. Jingle Bells, I believe, was the tune. And extremely offensive, but that's why I wanted to come out here today dressed as St. Nicholas to just express my gratitude to the state for granting me the privilege to express my First Amendment right to practice freedom of religion and, you know, wear Christmas colors.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, through the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrorism.
Singing voice.
Absolutely. Ask Shikari his take on the thought crime he's involved in.
What do you feel okay with all this thought crime that you're involved in out here on the street?
No, I mean, because Jesus is the reason for the season, and as much as I don't really like Rick Perry, you know, he's forcing Gardasil on little girls and calling it the law, he at least said that you can call Christmas Christmas, so I give him credit where credit is due. But just to say that you're involved in a thought crime for wanting to celebrate Christmas, or if you want to stand up for your religious beliefs and, you know, they want to demonize you for that, that's completely wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's our right. It's our First Amendment right. So why did we need to go pass legislation and get permission from the government to allow us to do this without the threat of being sued for wearing red or green at school or giving Christmas cards out or candy canes to your friends? It's ridiculous.
Well, I tell you, I don't know. Piers Morgan, he says the First Amendment shouldn't protect vile bigots like Phil Robertson. I thought the First Amendment protected everybody as long as you didn't call for violence against somebody.
Well, I mean, it's there, but you've got to have explicit permission from the government. I mean, they have to then say, yes.
Hey, there's a lady right behind you. Go talk to her. Wave her over.
Excuse me.
Say, ma'am, hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Oh, no. We're going to talk to her. Ah, let me talk to her. Say, hello.
Having a language.
Je ne comprends pas.
No, don't. Well, tell her, come here. Tell her, I am La Patrona. Tell her, you are La Patrona. No, say, I am mucho.
I am La Patrona.
Say, I am La Patrona El Queenie.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, wave some folks over.
How do you feel about the fact that they are not allowing Christmas trees in school, or if you try to bring candy canes or cards to your friends, that you are going to get suspended?
I have no comment. Merry Christmas.
Good minion. Good minion.
Visiting by Krampus. You're going to get a visit from Krampus this year, and you're okay with that?
I don't know what that is.
That is Santa's dark twin. He's going to bring you some coal.
He's the one that really brings the coal.
I'm sorry.
Merry Christmas.
Let go.
God, he's looking at you like you're like, I just saw people that talk. I just saw fellow humans that talk. I got one that can see. Sorry, go ahead.
I did not realize the power of the St. Nicholas robe. It is just too much for these people out here.
I think they are intimidated by the fact that you're, I mean, they do know it's Christmas, so you're wearing Santa Claus colors. Why don't you take it off, Leanne, so you don't scare them so bad, and then go across the street here in a minute, and, I mean, just literally go over to folks and say, hi, Merry Christmas. Is it okay to say Merry Christmas? Because we want to see if the sheeple are able to talk to us. Ask Shikari what he thought of that guy looking like a deer in the headlights.
What do you think about that guy? Did he look like a deer in the headlights, or...
He was a little surprised. I'm sure, you know, when you see somebody in a robe like this, you're not exactly sure what you're going to get asked. But he did acknowledge Christmas, so that's
hey, wave those people over across the street. There's people. Pan around. I know there's victims out there.
We're going to go talk to these fellas.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Come on.
Merry Christmas! Are you gentlemen offended by my use of the term?
No.
Someone just called me a terrorist. That man just called
me. Oh, my gosh.
It is real. So when did America become the Soviet Union? We were actually just granted the privilege to practice our First Amendment right of freedom of religion and stuff by allowing the Christmas tree and Christmas colors. Do you think that's just insane?
We're from Canada.
Well, this is what happens here.
Well, I mean, ask him if they're allowed to have it in Canada.
Are you allowed to celebrate Christmas freely in Canada, or do you have to ask permission?
No, our charter guarantees religious freedom. You can basically do whatever you want. Of course, we only got a constitution in 1982, so, you know, ours is pretty young still. We were a little bit more modern when we drafted it. You guys are still working on the, you know, 1860 copy.
Yeah.
1982 is, you know.
Yeah, they're continually trying to rewrite.
No. Ours is the model, dummy.
Ours is the model. And what do you think about that? Children here in school aren't being allowed to wear red or green or bring candy canes to their friends.
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, that's real. We just had to actually...
Talk about the Christmas cards. No, not allowed. Evil.
Not allowed to have Christmas cards or Christmas carols. And our governor just signed legislation called the Merry Christmas Law. that'll protect us from being sued for being out here and offending people.
I don't know. It's different in Canada. You're allowed to do that stuff. You wouldn't be allowed to. You can't have school prayer in public schools. I don't know if you guys allow that. We don't allow, like,
No, explain to him that they're violating individual prayer.
But that's really just, as far as that goes, is school prayer, really. But you can bring Christmas cards or anything, and we usually celebrate, like, try to have to do a Jewish thing. And
yeah, right. Well, we do that here, too. But it's basically like the school can't say, hey, you've got to say this prayer or do that. But you, as an individual, can freely pray or do whatever you
want. And they're trying to ban that.
They're trying to ban that. Obviously, for certain religions, specifically Christianity, they're not going to tell someone who practices, you know, Islam that they can't go and practice their religion 4 or 5 times a day. What do you think about that?
Yeah, this whole thing is just wacky, pretty much. Yeah.
The Canadians have spoken. Thanks, guys.
All right, great job, Canadians. Well, looks like they think more freely than the average Soviet. We're going to go to break, but real fast, and then find some more folks to talk to. Jakari, what's your take on those men?
What's your take on these meetings?
I'm glad to see that these guys, you know, are at least aware of this now, and they said, you know, it's completely ridiculous. They couldn't believe that this actually happened. They said, is this a joke? They couldn't believe it. And, you know, just like they were saying that they have freedom of religion, we do too, in theory, you know, but, you know, you have to ask permission to practice your religion.
That's right. We're going to exercise our rights so they can't take them, period. They're a bunch of authoritarian scum, and we are going to get back in their face and not be henpecked and nudged.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Ed everybody knows we've got control freak authoritarians. But you get called racist if you don't want to go along with it. But it doesn't work anymore. Everyone needs to stop bowing down. The Southern Poverty Law Center comes out and demonizes states that don't ban guns and gives them a bad grade, and the media covers it like it's important. That's because the media is a bunch of toolboxes. Briefly, we are listener supported, and all your purchases and support at InfoWarsStore.com of the books, the videos, the Patriot apparel supports the broadcast. High quality storable foods are at InfoWarsStore.com from My Patriot Supply. We've got it all right there on the site. High quality dash cams branded to InfoWars so you can protect yourself. The Made in 1776 line. We've got the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, and in a double size bottle. For only $10 more, we have the Fluoride Shield that has five other compounds to detoxify your body on record inside of it to supercharge it. So our best deal is the Fluoride Shield in the two-ounce bottle, completely organic, all the compounds, extremely expensive for us to get all these. We cut no corners on the quality, and it's double the strength of the leading competitor, and no one has a Fluoride Shield detoxifier cleanser like this. That literally just synergizes everything with the synergy. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you order today, you might get it before Christmas, but probably not. But regardless, you can still give gift subscriptions to the magazines, and then they'll get it after Christmas, the next 12 issues. Just put their address in, buy them a gift subscription to InfoWars Magazine that we sell at cost. You can also give them a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news, all the films, and support the media operation. $5.95 a month, and 11 people can use the membership. So give yourself a membership, or renew your membership, or buy a second membership, and send folks e-cards. Don't fight all the traffic getting last-minute Christmas presents. You can just send e-cards with a username passcode that's unique that you make for the site, and then your friends and family can go and see the nightly news and so much more. Great way to give the gift of awakening. So again, Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo are now across the street, right in front of the Capitol, at the terrorist tree, the bigot tree. And Leanne, you've got some folks there to talk to. Do you want to apologize to people for being by the terror tree?
I just asked this gentleman, and he told me that he's Jewish, and he isn't offended by this Christmas tree.
Oh, really? Well,
that is very nice. Yeah.
Because it's a free country, right? What do you think about here in America? They are not allowing kids to go to school dressed in red or green. They can't bring Christmas cards. They're banning it from school.
Yeah, well, I'm good either way. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, if I've been asked, I'm fine with that, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, see, there you have it. They are not terrorized by this Christmas tree. It is not a frightening thing here.
Ask his wife if she's got anything to say.
Do you have anything to say about the state of...
It's a free country. Everybody can do whatever they want to.
We're in California.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, awesome.
It's a free country here.
All right, there you go. I mean, everybody recognizes this is tyranny. I mean, if I was in a Muslim country and they were having a holiday, I wouldn't say, change that, I'm offended. And you can say, well, we're a country of everything. Yeah, but Christmas, if you're going to have it, it is Christmas. Liam, will you please have Josh show us the terrorist tree, please?
Yes. Here behind me, you can see it's extraordinarily offensive.
And, of course, now you're marching towards the Capitol itself that has Masonic regalia all over it. And everybody better be careful or they're going to make everybody take that down as well. I wonder if folks know what a woman holding a star, that's actually the goddess Columbia up there, what they think of that religious iconography. Leanne, what do you think of the goddess up there?
Well, I think she's, I think she's pretty beautiful, but I don't know the whole background of it. So,
Are you offended by her?
At times I think she's holding the star above the tree, which is kind of reminiscent to how they'll have, the other angels holding the star above the tree. So that's probably offensive. They should probably take that down.
That's right. We need to sign a petition to have them actually take it down and break it in little pieces. No, actually, it just means good luck. The guardian goddess over things. Stay there. I want to come back and get Jakari's take as well with you, Leanne.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.